fellow lupus spirits, and welcome to Lupus Life. I'm Corey Hollingsworth, and I am a spiritual advisor and meditation facilitator who lives with and manages systemic lupus erythematosus, also known as lupus. The purpose of Lupus Life podcast is to offer firsthand, easy, and simple ways to manage the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of lupus. Today's topic is no sugar. Try it for 1 week. I'm going to admit right now that I am a person who is an emotional eater, and I am starting to work on not eating when I'm upset. It's not something that's chronic. It's just something that happens every once in a while when something really awful is happening in my world. I will turn to sugar and carbs. And that's because I think our brains just think that those are comforting. The problem with that is that they are actually doing, sugar and carbohydrates are actually doing more damage to our bodies than good. And it's a quick fix that has really bad long-term side effects. So I'm not going to be someone who's going to tell everybody don't eat sugar, but in reality, don't eat sugar. And how this relates to lupus is there's some new research that's coming out about the effects of the Western diet and inflammation, and in particular, the effects of sugar. And the Mayo Clinic has a few articles about triglycerides and C-reactive proteins and heart disease related to lupus. And a lot of these things tend to have sugar and carbohydrates as the backdrop for the food that we're eating. A 2020 study in Spain came up with a hypothesis that they proved that eating high sugar increases lupus complications. And the way that they did this is they had a cross-sectional study of people who were in active lupus and people who are not in active lupus but have lupus. And they found that the people who were eating more sugar had more inflammation indicators like C3, C4. And it's a fascinating thing to look at when we can examine the actual effects in the blood of how sugar is causing inflammation or can cause inflammation. Now, keep in mind, I'm not a medical doctor, but I do know how to read basic medical studies and research. And it blows my mind that we are fully in charge of inflammation with relation to diet. And granted, I'm also someone who is in full awareness that the cause of lupus is not known. Lupus affects everyone differently, which is kind of a pain because when we have these autoimmune diseases that are common, they tend to be same symptoms for everyone. So when you look at like celiac and things like that, people tend to have the same basic symptoms. Whereas lupus, we don't all have the same symptoms. We have some core symptoms that are pretty much there, the fatigue and inflammation. Those kinds of things tend to be pretty common among those of us who live with lupus. But when we have studies that are coming out that say we have direct correlations between eating certain foods and inflammation, and it's not even just with lupus, it's just any studies in the dietary nutrition world that have to do with inflammation tend to have sugar and carbohydrates as major factors for inflammation. So my recommendation, and I'm doing this for myself, I've been doing it for a while now, even though I do cheat every once in a while because, you know, emotional things come up. But 99% of the time, I'm not eating sugar. And I am in a lot less pain. I have a lot less inflammation. When I do have a flare, my inflammation is not as intense as it is when I do eat sugar. So try it for a week. Just don't eat any sugar. You're going to have some withdrawals probably because your body's accustomed to having that crack in its body. Yes, I used that word. So just try it for a week, and then after a week, find out how you're feeling, and then try to extend it to 2 weeks, try to extend it to 3 weeks, just not eating sugar, consciously not reaching for the sugar. I will have future episodes about other dietary things that I am doing to try to manage lupus, and it's something that is working for me. I hope to have an interview with someone who coaches in this particular type of diet, and I will keep you posted on what that's about. No spoilers. So I would highly encourage you for the next week, and then try to extend it for as long as possible, to not eat any sugar. Thank you for joining me today. As a reminder, I have two lupus books on Amazon. The first one is Little Lupus Spirit Book, and the second one is Reconnecting with Your True Self. I can be reached on my website, coryhollingsworth.wixsite.com. I look forward to connecting with you again next week. Please feel free to follow and share Lupus Life Podcast, and to send a friend request to Lupus Life Podcast on Facebook. Have a beautiful day, and have a beautiful week.